True Alaska Bottling Company has been trying since 2006 to tap into water at Blue Lake near Sitka and sell it in bulk. Doing so could mean big money for the city. On Tuesday, the Sitka Assembly gave the company more time to get the plan moving. But as KCAW's Ed Ronco reports, the Assembly made a few changes to the deal and asked a lot of questions.
Under the agreement approved by the Assembly, True Alaska Bottling, or TAB, retains its rights to market, export, and sell water from Blue Lake in bulk amounts. We're talking about loading it into a tanker and shipping it to a customer, in this case, the government of Iraq, where drinking water is not terribly easy to come by. In order for TAB to get the extended deal, the city made changes to its agreement. The company now agrees to sell more water than originally planned, some 50 million gallons in a year's time, up from 20 million gallons. And it has to pay the money it owes to the city, $58,000, which city officials say is in the process of being transferred. It also has to make an upfront payment of $100,000, and here's the big one.
We've talked to TAB, and they've agreed to do away with exclusivity, where anybody else that came in that wanted to purchase bulk water had to go through those folks first.
That's Sitka Economic Development Association Executive Director Gary White. He's been negotiating with TAB on the city's behalf. Other companies have been calling him, interested in selling bulk water out of Blue Lake, and he says allowing those companies to compete for the water is a big advantage for Sitka.
It keeps TAB honest, it keeps TAB moving fast to get this done because they want to be there first.
That's because of another part of the deal. The company that can get the water moving first gets the rights to the most water. All right, so Sitka has a bunch of water to sell. TAB is willing to give the city a penny per gallon for that water, but that rate, a penny per gallon, is locked in for at least 6 years. After that, the price can be adjusted based on inflation. But that raised an interesting question at the assembly table. What if the value of water goes up during those first 6 years? Will the city get its money's worth? Is a penny per gallon a good price to live with for that many years? Again, Gary White.
A cent a gallon's pretty high from the research I've done everywhere else that people are buying water for. Not necessarily in bulk, but when tapping someone's watershed, we're talking pennies of or percentage of pennies.
As for the future, TAB Chief Executive Terry Trapp says it's hard to predict where the value will be.
The value to the city, of course, is that if it's a minimum of 1 billion gallons a year, that's $10 million to the city. If they would like to take the full allocation of 3 billion gallons, would be $30 million a year to the city of Sitka. So, I mean, the worst case is the city of Sitka is going to collect one heck of a lot of money.
The city will own the pipe from Blue Lake to the Sawmill Cove Industrial Park, but Assemblymember Mim McConnell asked for clarification on the infrastructure needed to get the water from that pipe into a ship. In other words, will it be a public faucet or a private faucet? Gary White.
One group's talking about bringing a 79-million-gallon tanker here, and the guy's talking about bringing an 84-million-gallon tanker. I don't know if, you know, what size hose or connection valves needed. It's just impossible for us to build. So for us to move forward, what the contract currently states is that they're responsible for putting it in.
So TAB builds it, and from there, things are up for negotiation. The city can build its own and require the water companies to use it, but Silver Bay is also kind of small for there to be multiple hookups floating around out there. The bottom line, White says, is that anything the companies negotiate in terms of infrastructure will have to come before the assembly again. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.